When David Byrne made a tour stop in Des Moines last summer, he was pleasantly surprised with the city, so he jumped at the invitation to return this weekend.
Why does a musical scene, a theater scene, or artistic scene, or whatever, emerge in one city and not somewhere else?
Byrne is speaking to a crowd of 500 people in a courtyard at the Des Moines Social Club, a nonprofit organization that started 7 years ago as a center for the arts. For most of those years, it existed in small rented spaces, but now it has its own building, a downtown fire station built in 1937 that's been under renovation for about a year. During last night's grand opening, Byrne, who is from New York, delivers the keynote speech.
And I stopped here because I think what's happening here is hugely encouraging. And I want to give it a big thumbs up, and I hope this initiative really succeeds.
Byrne says venues like this can provide a stage for emerging regional artists who rarely have a chance to play for an audience.
My experience has been that, kind of like the movie, if you build it, they'll come. If there's a place for people to play, they'll come out of the woodwork, and all of a sudden there's more musicians or theater artists or whatever than you ever imagined.
Can some creative explosion happen here? Can it happen? What makes it happen? It's hard to say. There's no guarantees, but it is possible, and it's certainly not going to happen unless there are places like this. And sad for me to say, it's not going to happen in Manhattan anymore. So which means it's up to you guys.
For the Des Moines Social Club to succeed, Byrne says similar venues need to crop up in neighboring communities, making it easier for independent artists to connect. He says it was that kind of networking that allowed his band, Talking Heads, to move forward during their early years. In Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.
You may ask